Exodus chapter 37. And Bezaleel made the ark of shittim wood. 2 cubits and a half was its length, about 45 inches, 1.2 meters. And 1.5 cubits its width. About 27 inches or 0.69 meters, and 1.5 cubits its height. About 27 inches, 0.69 meters. And he overlaid it with pure gold inside and out, and made a crown of gold to go around it. And he cast for it 4 rings of gold, to be set by its 4 corners, even 2 rings upon the one side of it, and 2 rings upon the other side of it. And he made poles of shittim wood, and overlaid them with gold. And he put the poles into the rings by the sides of the ark, to carry the ark. And he made the mercy seat of pure gold, 2 cubits and a half was its length. About 45 inches, 1.2 meters, and 1.5 cubits its width. About 27 inches or 0.69 meters. And he made 2 cherubims of gold, he made them beaten out of 1 piece, on the 2 ends of the mercy seat. 1 cherub on the end on this side, and another cherub on the other end on that side, out of the mercy seat he made the cherubims on its 2 ends. And the cherubims spread out their wings on high, and covered with their wings over the mercy seat, with their faces towards one another, even the cherubims were facing towards the mercy seat. And he made the table of shittim wood. 2 cubits was its length, about 36 inches, 3 feet, 0.91 meters, and 1 cubit its width. About 18 inches, 0.69 meters, and 1.5 cubits its height. About 27 inches, 0.69 meters. And he overlaid it with pure gold, and made a crown of gold around it. Also he made for a border of a hand width, about 4 inches, 0.1 meters, all around. And made a crown of gold for its border around it. And he cast for it 4 rings of gold, and put the rings upon the 4 corners that were in its 4 feet. The rings were opposite the border, the places for the poles to carry the table. And he made the poles of shittim wood, and overlaid them with gold, to carry the table. And he made the vessels which were upon the table, its dishes, and its spoons, and its bowls, and its covers to cover it all, of pure gold. And he made the candlestick of pure gold. Of beaten work he made the candlestick. Its shaft, and its branch, its bowls, its buds, and its flowers, were of the same, and 6 branches going out of its sides. 3 branches of the candlestick out of one side, and 3 branches of the candlestick out of its other side. 3 bowls made after the fashion of almonds in 1 branch, a bud and a flower, and 3 bowls made like almonds in another branch, a bud and a flower, so throughout the 6 branches going out of the candlestick. And in the candlestick were 4 bowls made like almonds, its buds, and its flowers. And a bud under 2 branches of the same, and a bud under 2 branches of the same, and a bud under 2 branches of the same, according to the 6 branches going out of it. Their buds and their branches were all the same, all of it was 1 beaten work of pure gold. And he made its 7 lamps, and its snuffers, and its snuff dishes, of pure gold. He made it and all its vessels of 1 talent of pure gold. About 75.6 pounds or 34.3 kilograms. And he made the incense altar of shittim wood. Its length was 1 cubit. About 18 inches, 0.46 meters, and its width 1 cubit. About 18 inches, 0.46 meters, it was 4 square. And 2 cubits was its height. About 36 inches, 0.91 meters, its horns were of the same. And he overlaid it with pure gold, both its top, and its sides all around, and its horns, also he made on it a crown of gold all around. And he made 2 rings of gold for it under its crown, by its 2 corners, upon its 2 sides, to be places for the poles to carry it with. And he made the poles of shittim wood, and overlaid them with gold. And he made the holy anointing oil, and the pure incense of sweet spices, according to the work of the perfume makers.